and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a recap of Panorama's recently released report, 2014 Clash of the Titans. This is an independent comparison of SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics. This groundbreaking analysis deploys survey information from more than 400 recent implementations to objectively determine the pros and cons of the three leading Tier 1 ERP vendors. I'm going to be speaking with January Polk, Senior Manager of Organizational Change and Business Process Management Services, and also Chris DeVault will be joining us, Manager of Vendor Relations at Panorama Consulting Solutions. January helped design and analyze the report, and Chris works closely with these three vendors daily, so we're pretty excited to have him here with us to provide even more insight into the findings. January and Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Great to be here, Chris. Thanks.
Well, let's get right into it. First of all, tell us a little bit about the history of Clash of the Titans at Panorama.
Sure. As you know, Panorama is an independent vendor-neutral ERP consulting company. And So one of the benefits that we feel we bring our clients is our qualitative, quantitative, and wholly objective analysis of all the vendors and solutions in the market. The first Clash of the Titans report was issued back in 2011. And the different reports use survey data collected on our website and from insight from our ERP consulting expertise like Chris here to provide a holistic comparison of SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics.
Okay. Chris, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think the report is a great unbiased look at the three different ERP systems. Each one is unique in itself, and the report really does provide some good information as it relates to implementation services from the different ERP vendors.
Tell our listeners, how do you go about getting the data then?
Well, the data is collected from over 400 organizations that have implemented ERP in the past several months and years. It's a unique report in the marketplace, and it's really popular every year. Weeks before we release the report, we get many inquiries. The vendors show an interest in the results as well. Because ERP systems and implementations are personal, it's no surprise that we get such a high rate and high visibility of the report.
So, Chris, any other light you can shed on the way that you gather this data for us?
Yeah, Panorama is pretty unique in the marketplace as to what services that we offer. And again, being unbiased to any vendor or ERP system, people really are willing to give us their truthful and honest opinion about how implementations went.
Okay, so what did they tell you this year?
Well, every year it's a bit of the same. We look at the vendors' strengths and their weaknesses in different areas, as well as the strengths and weaknesses associated with the different implementations.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we look at is market share. Overall, Tier 1 market share was up since last year. SAP has 26%. 4% up from last year, Oracle was at 17%, 2% up from last year, and Microsoft Dynamics was at 11%, 1% up from last year. And then what we look at are shortlisting rates and selection rates after the vendors are shortlisted. So there's no real surprise here that the rates typically follow the market share rates, with SAP being shortlisted the most, Oracle the second highest shortlist rate, and then Microsoft. And then similar with the selection rates, they follow that same trend. And so it's not uncommon that we see these Tier 1 vendors on the shortlist, but what we're starting to see is that the selection rates are going down, even though they still maintain a high percent of the market share. They are being selected less when they're shortlisted. And a lot of this, we feel, is due to the current economy conditions where when you know, everybody wants to see SAP or Oracle and Microsoft and see how they compare and how they can meet the company's functional requirements. But at the end of the day, most Tier 2 solutions can do the same function or have the same functionality as SAP, Oracle, and Dynamics. And
mm-hmm.
so When it comes down to cost, we're seeing SAP and Oracle and Dynamics selected less at the end of the day.
I see. Okay. Chris, you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, and no surprises here with SAP and Oracle with their fair share in the market space. Microsoft Dynamics has certainly been gaining. You know, the Dynamics AX, which is their flagship ERP system, still in general is fairly new to the U.S. It's been about 15 years, so they're starting to make their mark as well.
We all know they're pretty popular, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty now. And what do they cost? How functional are they at the end of the day?
On average, what we're seeing is that the prices of the three vendors fall in the same order. So SAP typically costs more, and Microsoft less, with Oracle coming in between.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is that Microsoft Dynamics implementations had the widest delta between the planned cost and the actual cost. We saw a delta of 18%.
Okay.
However, when you look at functionality, Microsoft Dynamics had the highest percentage of respondents indicating that they achieved functionality of greater than 40% of the modules implemented. They actually indicated that they achieved 70% functionality. So we can attribute this high achievement to, I think, the fact that Microsoft Dynamics software can be considered more intuitive to learn. People are used to it. They interface with Microsoft Office daily and typically are more familiar with how the system looks and feels, as well as Microsoft Dynamics has a more integrated system. And so you can get a lot of functionality out of the box that you can't get with Oracle and SAP.
Okay. So, Chris, would you agree with those assessments? Anything you'd like to add about that?
Yes, absolutely agree with what January said. You know, SAP and Oracle, they are certainly priced different and priced differently than Dynamics, the Microsoft product as well.
Mm-hmm.
With SAP and Oracle, you're basically paying for functionality and by module. With the Microsoft Dynamics, you're basically paying per user, and you get all the functionality within the system. So that does tend to drive down the cost of Microsoft AX while driving up the cost of SAP and Oracle, as you need to buy more functionality for each of those systems.
Okay, yeah, that's really interesting. So tell us, did you find out any other correlations of note that we should mention?
Actually, yeah, we were intrigued by the negative correlation that we saw between implementation duration and payback period. Typically, the Microsoft Dynamics customers experienced a shorter implementation time, usually about 12 and a half months on average, but had a longer payback period of 50% of the respondents taking more than 3 years to recoup the cost.
Okay.
But the opposite was true, or the opposite is true for Oracle customers, though. They experienced longer implementation times, around 22 and a half months.
Hmm.
But they actually had shorter payback periods of only 13% of the respondents stating that they recouped their costs more than 3 years or longer, greater than 3 years.
I see. Okay. Chris, you have anything you'd like to add to that point?
Yeah, these numbers correlate to basically the implementation methodologies and the functionality that comes from each of the systems. Oracle and SAP are built more from the ground up. And then you get more specific functionality related to your requirements as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft Dynamics AX has more pre-configured functionality, therefore shortening the implementation time. But because you don't get necessarily the very specific functionality you need, that's why we see the lag in the benefits realization, the payback of the system with Dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In keeping with what Chris has said, I mean, the implementation methodology is key. I think this really emphasizes the importance of developing an implementation plan. Companies, I feel, typically rush through implementations, or they want to decrease the scope of an implementation to meet their designated go-live dates, and as a result, they lose focus in that. Results in not realizing benefits and achieving a lower ROI.
You're tuned in to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm talking with January Polk and Chris DeVault today, and we're going to come right back with a follow-up question about ERP benefits realization. Stay here.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP